And join us now, the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Cameron Lady Dragons, Coach Matt Wink. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to talk with us.
No problem. Thank you.
And we're going to talk about the two members of your squad that made the Dream Team this year and a pair of seniors for you. Let's start with Brooke Lee and talk about that young lady.
Yeah, Brooke had a really good senior season. She, coming off last year, she tore her ACL in the third game of the year and came back this season. You know, the first few games, I think she was kind of feeling her knee out a little bit, but after she finally trusted it and knew that she's going to be all right, she played extremely well, you know, especially with Malia going down with an injury. Brooke stepped up and did a lot more ball handling and scoring for us. And she's a tremendous defender, and she has been ever since she's been a freshman. So it was kind of neat to see Brooke step up and become more of a scorer. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wish Malia would have been healthy and everything, but she did a good job in trying to pick up some of the slack.
And you mentioned that, too, an injury to one of your key players, and to see a senior kind of develop and kind of blossom a little bit in the wake of that, it's kind of neat to see as a coach, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know how good some of your other players are until they actually have to do it. And, you know, she's kind of been overlooked, I think, a little bit throughout her career. You know, last year's injury had something to do with that, but it's nice to see her getting some recognition and people kind of finding out about who she is.
Right, and was she more of a leadership by example type girl, or was she pretty vocal?
She's more of an example type player, you know, and our team kind of fed off of her. She'd make steals or have good defensive plays, and she'd knock down some big shots in games for us this season, so they kind of fed off of her a little bit.
Very good. And the other member of your squad that made the team this year is Taylor Hamilton, also a senior. Let's talk about that young lady.
Yeah, Taylor, she has a rare ability. You know, she can score from the low post or she can shoot it from 20 feet. And, you know, she went down for about 3 weeks this season also. And when she was out, our offense was not the same. She freed up a lot of people because people had to worry about her inside and out. And she's a four-year starter. She's been in a lot of big games, and it's nice to see her get recognition with this Dream Team also.
And she appeared to me, I had the opportunity to see her play a couple different times, and she had a real workman's type attitude, like she was just going to get down and dirty and do whatever it took.
Yeah, she's a great rebounder, too. I think she finished with over 700 rebounds in her career. And, you know, she's a strong girl, and once she got her hands on the ball, nobody was going to take it from her, and she was tough to stop. If she did get it down the low block, she was either going to get fouled or hopefully make the shot. So, you know, she's going to be missed, but she's been a lot of fun to coach over the last 4 years. And she's another one who kind of was a little bit overlooked, you know, in previous years because we had such good guards and things like that. But she's always been really talented player. She just she never really got the recognition that she deserved, probably as important as she was to us over the last 4 years.
Absolutely, and both of those being seniors, you won't have the luxury of having them back. Talk a little bit about how tough they're going to be to replace, you know, as a team-wise.
You can't replace a Brooke or Taylor, but, you know, we're going to have other people step up for our team next year, and you know, I look forward to that challenge too, but I can't tell you how much fun that those two were to coach over the last 4 years and all the big games that we've been in, and those two are a big part of that.
And two, I think those types of basketball players like Brooke and Taylor, it kind of translates into the classroom and into the student body as well, I think.
Yeah, they're both excellent students, and you know they're going to be going to college next year. Brooke's going to Benedictine to play softball, and Taylor's going to Missouri Western to play softball. So even though softball is their main sport, they're still very talented basketball players, and they get it done in the classroom as well.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Cameron Lady Dragons, Coach Matt Wink, and the two members of his squad made the Dream Team this year, and Brooke Lee and Taylor Hamilton, a pair of seniors for him. And, Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us today. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover about these young ladies?
No, I think pretty much covered it. They've been a lot of fun, and wish them the best in the next 4 years of college.
Very well said. Again, Coach Matt Wink of the Cameron Lady Dragons on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.